back to Aaron Rodgers heading to the New York Jets as reaction continues to roll in this morning on our ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Of course, that is how you can make your voice heard here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 800-990-3776. But we would be remiss if we did not address the elephant in the room, which is, of course, that the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one seed in the East, the best record in the regular season, are now down 3-1 to the Miami Heat after a 119-114 loss last night in Miami. A game that the Bucks were winning, were, I won't say in control of, because it never really felt like they were holding the steering wheel of this ride, but certainly had the opportunity to even this sucker up. And now come back to Milwaukee for a game on Wednesday with the season on the line. Like, we thought that the must win, we were, you know, back and forth. Is yesterday a must win? Is it a must win? Is it a must win? Gabe says it's not a must win, but they will win. Gabe, you were way, way wrong. Way wrong.
I don't know. Way
not
wrong.
Not your way.
No.
Yes.
No, they were in control this game for 3.5 quarters.
Not in
they
control.
Were up by 12. Yes, they were.
They were never in control. They
were up by 13.
But in control means that when you're up by 13, you step on the throat, you keep your foot on the throttle, and you do not let a team or a guy.
When they were up 12 with 6 minutes left,
did not feel comfortable.
You didn't?
No.
I felt great. I'm not going
to
lie.
Great.
I felt
awesome.
Went
to bed. He felt good.
Well,
he
went to bed way before that. But no, I felt great. They controlled this game for 3.5 quarters.
What did I text you guys? I put it in the group text. I said to you, they may win this game. This is at 7:21. The Bucks may win this game, but unless it's a boat race in the second half, I'm still uncomfortable with how this team is playing. Because it never looked decisive.
I think you were wrong on that. I think you were wrong. I was comfortable. They took a big punch from Jimmy in the first quarter.
You are deflecting because you said they were going to win the game, and they ended up pissing down their leg. I know you can't say,
say that.
Peeing down their leg.
Did you say it?
Yeah. But I mean, so they took a big punch from Jimmy in the first quarter where he scores 22. Still up by 5. Up by 7 at the half. They build that lead. They continue to add to that lead. It's 11 at the end of the third quarter. They push it up to 13. They're up by 12 with 6 minutes left. They were in control of the game. They were the better team for 3.5 quarters, and then they fell apart in the last 6 minutes.
I think they were falling apart the entire game. They were holding
on. How do you build their 13-point lead if you're falling apart?
Because you have a run. The NBA is a game of runs.
Yeah, they're up by 13. They were playing great.
They were not playing great, Gabe. You have to take off your Bucks-colored goggles right now. They were not playing great. There was nothing great about the way they were playing. They were playing fine. And the Heat, as we have discussed, as the 8 seed, have Jimmy Butler and a bunch of bodies.
Yeah. They were fine. Again, a 13-point lead in an NBA game with 6 minutes left, you should win that.
Totally surmountable.
Well, then, who
it's
you blame?
Totally surmountable.
Because you got to blame someone.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Oh, it's Chris and Drew. You can't go 4-for-12 for Chris and 6-of-19 for Drew, 2-of-11 from distance. You can't be that bad. You can't be that inefficient. And you can't then, those are two of their better defenders, you can't have the defensive effort
well,
you did
gotta
against
pivot. You
against
gotta,
Jimmy.
You gotta pivot, right?
Well, they did pivot last night. They really shortened their bench. They only went 8 deep last night, which was a little surprising, especially with Giannis coming
which
off of the back
weird,
injury.
Which is weird, though, when your depth is supposed to be one of your strengths. It's like when we were talking about how one of the Bucks' strengths in this matchup was their size, and yet in Game 1, they didn't exploit that at all. And then it was like, okay, maybe we should feed Brook Lopez inside. Oh, what do you know? That worked. Not only because you got points inside, but also you opened up your shooters outside. Right? And I'm not saying that that game plan was definitively going to work, because I expected Eric Spoelstra and company to make adjustments. But you knew that Jimmy Butler, you have the blueprint. You know that he's a guy who can go nuclear, especially in the postseason.
Yeah, but I mean, what he did last night was a different level, right? Like, I mean, I think it was the 4th highest points ever in a playoff game. Like, that's a different level. That's doing something historic last night.
But you have to still do something about it. When I went into football games and I wasn't involved in the passing game,
yeah,
you know, and you know you're not going to be, then you're like, you know what, screw it. Then I'm going to destroy this guy on run plays and then make that my thing. Just like pivot. Now, I get not everyone can score 32 points,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's probably capable of scoring 32 points.
On any given night, yeah.
But there's got to be a point where like, all right, offensively, I'm not going to be really too involved here. You know what? I'm going to do it on this end. Where's the pissed off? Like Drew Holiday, you were getting worked like a fiddle. change. Do something. Get him out of his rhythm. Bang him. Give him an elbow in the ribs. This is the playoffs. This is not the regular season.
So that's the problem. He got a couple of pretty weak playoff whistles last night. Like, you know, like Jimmy got some weak whistles. Like, yeah. There barely any contact, and they're giving him the and one. So you got close to him. You breathed on him. Like Chris followed out. You got close to Jimmy last night, and they were blowing the whistle on you. So you couldn't get too physical with Jimmy Butler last night. That's part of the problem. And now you're at the discretion of the officials. You try to do some of those different things, and then, nope, can't do that.
But I'm with Jen. I'm like, okay, they played four games so far. They played well in one. They look like crapola in the other ones. Like, you are the best team.
Yeah,
you
and
are,
they played like it for 3.5 quarters last night.
No. I can't. Listen, Gabe, you and I are going to disagree on this all morning long.
Yeah.
They did not play that well, because if you're the number one seed and you played well, then it should be a 10-point spread, a 12-point spread, a 15-point spread for the duration of the game. And Miami was the entire time was right there. They were chipping at them. They were clipping at their heels.
No, you build it up over time. But it's not like you just jump up 12 and then keep them at bay. No, you built that up to a 12-point.
But
you just
said
10 points.
Team,
they were up by 12 with 6 to go.
And I'm telling you, I watched the NBA as much as you do, a 10-point lead, a 12-point lead, a 13-point lead in this NBA is not an insurmountable lead.
But with
6 minutes to go, you should win that game.
You should 100% yes. Because you should keep your foot on the gas.
Yeah, they took their that's my point. Is they played well for 3.5 quarters yesterday, and then they just they filled their socks in the final 6 minutes.
Thank you.
Is this team not as good as we think it is?
They are as good as we think they are. They're playing like crap right now.
Where's the Z? You have the Zima?
You gonna drink it?
No, it's underneath the table. Okay.
You gonna drink the Zima? What's
happening? And you're agreeing
here?
With
Why
him?
Are you asking about the Zima?
Here's what I'll say, and I've kept
because he sounds drunk.
You guys can blame me for this loss if you want.
I thought we'd get Gabe in this morning. Like, wow, I kind of missed on that one. He doesn't even think he missed, and they lost. We're honest.
They were up by 12 with 6 minutes to go.
And what? You keep saying that. I don't understand what that means.
So they played well for 3.5 quarters.
They played fine. They did not play up to Bucks' expectations. They did not play like they were the number one seed. You watch some of these other teams, guys, like the Boston Celtics. You watch some of these other teams. God, even the Warriors, man. And I think that the Kings are doing a hell of a job in this postseason. And they look like a dominant squad. When are the Bucks going to look like a dominant squad consistently? And don't throw game two at me.
Why can't it all be true, though?
Why can't all be true?
Why can't they have played for 3.5 quarters yesterday?
They didn't. Like, I watched the game. They didn't play great for... There were all kinds of things that were just
not... You're
getting
hung up on this one number one seed. Like, I don't understand it. They could have played great yesterday, and Jimmy Butler can still score 56 points, and then they lose. Like, that's exactly what happened.
But they lost because they didn't play great. You can't have two of your top three players. You're telling me that Drew and Chris only didn't play great in the last 6 minutes?
No, but Brooke Lopez had, what, 36 points yesterday?
Yeah, so he picked up slack. That's what you do.
Right, two of the four players that you need to play great every single game, they did exactly what you needed them to do. And then Gabe is exactly explaining what happened.
I cannot
Chris and Drew did not play well.
Yeah, but you're ignoring that this is supposed to be the best defensive team in the league.
Yeah. And
I mean, you're just looking at the offensive end. You're looking, it's...
Yeah, and that's where the 41 points in the fourth quarter really stands out.
This is Indianapolis. We have the number one defense at 98, and the flipping Colts, who are 1-12, put up 38 points against our defense?
Yeah, can't give up 41 points in the fourth quarter. Can't do it. There's no excuses for it. Can't give
All right,
up 41 in the fourth.
That's better. Now you're getting a little bit better here.
There's no excuse for it, but... To pretend like they didn't play well for at least three quarters last night is insane to me.
What is it going to take for you to admit that this team is underperforming?
I just said that you can't give up 41 points. Like,
I just said
that Chris and Drew played bad last night, but they were
we
up by 11. But they were up by 11 through three quarters.
Kind of feel I need the apology.
Sorry that I thought your bulbous neck was going to stretch out the rather delicate neck hole of my finely knit sweater.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
Thank you.
800-990-3776. Where do you stand on this? This is frustrating to me. I have been watching this team all season long. I expected them to just go out there and dominate. I knew the Heat were going to be a tough matchup because Jimmy Butler is a baller. That dude played every bucket with his chest. Every single bucket, especially in the postseason. You knew he was going to be a tough guy to get around. And for some reason, this Bucks team that, as Chewy has mentioned, is supposed to be hanging its hat on its defense, can't shut him down, can't contain him. I'm nervous, man. I'm real
worried. Well, yeah, because it's
real worried that the season is over by the time the NFL draft starts. What a freaking joke. 800-990-3776. Where do you stand?